It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm David Green. Yoani Sanchez is a rarity in Cuba, an outspoken critic of the island's repressive Castro regime. Her pulpit is social media, including a blog that's translated into 20 languages and followed around the globe. In an emotional event in Miami yesterday, the social activist was on hand to receive a human rights award, and she called for unity in the fractious Cuban-American community. NPR's Greg Allen was there.
For Cuban Americans, Miami's Freedom Tower is almost a holy place, a former immigration intake center where thousands came in the 1960s after they fled communist rule. But across the street from the hall where Yoani Sanchez was set to speak, there was what in Miami is a familiar sight. A dozen anti-Castro activists with loudspeakers repudiated some of Sanchez's past comments, including her support for lifting the long-standing U.S. embargo of Cuba. Miguel Saavedra is one of their leaders.
You know, the problem is that the Cuban people, they're looking for the leader, to represent Ayala, and they take it, Yoani. They got a wrong idea.
In Miami's Cuban-American community, though, that's clearly a fringe view. While the small group demonstrated outside of the Freedom Tower, hundreds of Cuban Americans lined up to hear a 37-year-old woman who, using the internet and social media, has become one of Cuba's most important democracy activists. Rosa de la Torre said she's followed Sanchez's blog since it began.
I think that she's one of those voices that you have to hear because she's talking about the reality of the Cuban people, the real life of the daily life in Cuba.
Nuestra invitada de honor, Yoani Sanchez.
In the auditorium of the Freedom Tower, several hundred people treated Sanchez like a rock star, giving her a sustained standing ovation. With brown waist-length hair and a relaxed manner, Sanchez spoke in Spanish. English subtitles were projected on the video feed in the hall. She began her talk by reading an entry from her blog called Generation Y. She recalled a conversation she once had in Europe when someone asked her which Cuba she was from, Fidel's Cuba or Miami's Cuba. She says that question helped wake her up.
Solo hay un nosotros. No permitamos que nos sigan separando.
There is only one of us, she said. Don't let them continue to separate us. To her Cuban-American audience, Sanchez said, we need you for the present Cuba and for the future Cuba. Sanchez talked about the Berlin Wall and the inspiration she felt when the wall came down. The Castro regime, she said, uses another wall to separate Cubans.
Ayúdennos a unificarla, a derrumbar ese muro.
Help us to unify her, she said, to tear down this wall that, unlike the one in Berlin, is not made of concrete or bricks, but of lies, silence, and bad intentions.
Silencios y malas intenciones.
Sanchez received keys to the city and the county, and perhaps most telling, a commendation from the Cuban Liberty Council, a hardline group that opposes any moves to weaken the 50-year-old embargo. Sanchez addressed her position on the embargo, that it should be lifted.
En lugar de preguntarme sobre derechos, democracia, libertades en mi país, lo primero que me pregunto es el embargo.
When people ask me about democratic rights, she said, they always ask about the embargo, and I tell them there are much more important things. The Castro government, Sanchez said, blames all of its problems on the embargo and uses it to divide Cubans and the exile community. Outside the hall, Abelardo Rodriguez said he supported the embargo for many years, but that maybe Sanchez is right. It may be better to lift it. But other Cuban Americans who support the embargo, he noted, also embrace Sanchez.
Maybe we're maturing. Maybe Cubans in Miami are getting mature. What can I tell you?
Sanchez was asked when she returns home and resumes blogging from the island whether she fears for her safety and for her husband and son. She said she's tired of fear. I will live my life, she said, with the freedom I want. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.